Very much, Pam. Well, good morning, everybody. First of all, I want to congratulate all of you on getting here, because I know that the transport system is a little bit underperforming today, though I want to stress that 40% of the lines are running, and we have 80% of the stations open, more than ever before, on any strike. But well done, nonetheless, to all of you coming. And I want to say a particular thank you and congratulations to Chris of the Body Shop. What a fantastic thing you're doing in sponsoring this exhibition. I'm a proud investor in some Body Shop products in the run-up to Christmas. Your famous Tarama Solata facial scrub, which I've always sworn by, and I will make sure that I buy even more excellent Body Shop products in the knowledge that you're supporting a fantastic cause like this. But above all, I want to thank everybody who's been involved in this exhibition, who has given their time, indeed given their pictures of themselves, to raise awareness of HIV. It's hard to express numerically the prevalence of HIV in London, except possibly by saying this: on every tube train that you travel, there could be roughly 4 people who have the condition, and maybe some of them don't know about it, assuming you have roughly 1,000 people on every tube train, which by the way, you surely do these days, because the numbers are going up and up the whole time. We need to spread awareness. We need to make people understand the risks they are running, and it takes a great deal of bravery and self-confidence to do that. Thank you, everybody who's been involved in this. Thank you to Chris, to this fantastic campaign. I want to thank, finally, of course, my wonderful AIDS awareness ambassador, Annie Lennox, who mysteriously doesn't seem to be here. Where is Annie? We've got a beautiful photograph of Annie, taken by the world-famous photographer Rankin. Congratulations, Annie, on being here, at least in photographic form. She's doing a great job for us, raising awareness of HIV and taking the stigma out of it. That's what it's all about. Not being ashamed, not being frightened, not being embarrassed, taking the stigma out of it to reduce the prevalence of this condition in London. Thank you very much, everybody, for coming along. I'm the warm-up act, as usual, of my excellent health advisor, Pam Chesters. Thank you.
I think I'm the link-up act today rather than anything else. So I'd now like to ask Chris to come to the podium to talk a little bit about the Body Shop's campaign here. It's been really important to us to see the work that they've done, and for us to be able to pay tribute publicly to an organisation such as the Body Shop for picking up this social campaign. So, Chris.
Great. Good morning, everybody. Thank you, Boris, for your kind words. Activism is at the heart of the Body Shop. Our founder, Damon Eater Roddick, talked about activists. Activism was about being heard, being seen, and being counted. With this campaign, which will go live in Body Shops all around the world, as well as, of course, today in London, we're really going to live that and bring that alive. And by unveiling the campaign here in City Hall, with the support of City Hall and our London Mayor, we do believe the campaign will be heard, will be seen, and will be counted. Central to the campaign is the design of the red ribbon. Our creative team have created a new iconic take on its image, which I think if you look around you, really brings the campaign to life, complemented by the beautiful, dramatic photography by Rankin, who brought together activists from all over the world, though many were connected with London. And these activists are speaking out about the epidemic, speaking out against stigma. Have a look around you. You see how Rankin captured the strength and the spirit of these people. The strength of someone like Emma Cole, the spirit of someone like Mark Hadley. All over, you can see these people making a difference and taking action. We are just 2 days away from World AIDS Day. We are united in calling people around London and around the world to do 3 things. Firstly, be an activist. Buy the new red ribbon, which you see here. All proceeds in the UK will be donated to Body and Soul, which is working here in London, but also to Annie's charity, Sing, who are working in South Africa. The second thing to do, be an activist, pick up the campaign leaflet, learn about the issue, tell your friends about the issue, get rid of the stigma that is attached to the epidemic. And thirdly, on World AIDS Day, wear this and wear this with pride. So on behalf of the Body Shop, thank you to all of our activists. Thank you to the Mayor of London for coming out and being an activist and speaking out about this. We need people like you. We need people who have the profile. We need people who are willing to come out and talk. And I think it's wonderful. So when we finish this short speech, have a look at the pictures, get inspired, and yourselves, be activists. Thank you.